Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 3rd. A reflection on God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." End quote. John chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. Since the day Adam and Eve revolted against God and plunged his good world into rebellion, human beings have been living in a spiritual and moral wilderness dominated by evil. Herod's cruel slaughter of the boys in Bethlehem is an all too common example of life in such a world. Even today, the lives of vast multitudes are still, quote, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short, end quote. Thomas Hobbes, Leviathan. Darkness and death pervade the world. The Apostle John attributes this to the fact that, quote, "the whole world lies in the power of the evil one," end quote. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Contemplating this grim assessment has led some to hopelessness and despair. But John's central message points in the opposite direction. It is a message of great hope, comfort, and joy for all people and all ages. God's Son, Jesus, full of grace and truth, has come from heaven to earth to show us the life and love of God in human form and to bring us eternal life. With unstoppable power and brightness, God shines into the world's darkness through Jesus to bring his life and love into the hearts of all who receive him. 20 centuries later, the light of Jesus is still shining, and darkness has not been able to overcome it. Thus we sing, quote, "God rest ye, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. O tidings of comfort and joy." End quote. Advent reminds us that Jesus came and will return. It invites us to joyfully turn to him and prepare to meet him face to face. Let's pray. Lord, our world can seem dominated by darkness. I think of the hard places in my own life, the suffering or sorrow of family or friends, and the news headlines that can lead to despair. But you, O God, have overcome darkness and death. Your power and light are unstoppable. May I rejoice in your coming and bring glad tidings to others in your name. Amen.